Anytime you're talking about the things of God, always teach and learn in context. Ready? Romans 14, liberty. Everybody know about that verse, liberty chapter? What is the liberty there that Paul's talking about? That I can do sin and worldliness and carnality and Halloween and pagan holidays and NFL football linked to the LGBT and abortion? Is that what Paul's talking about? No. You know what the liberty verse was all about? Chapter? Jews, Gentiles. They want to not eat pork. They're eating pork. They want to go to Saturday Sabbath. Paul says every man esteems every day. It was the difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. It was never worldliness. You can do sin. You can do false ways. You can do carnality. Always study the Word of God in context. Anybody else have any questions? You guys been standing around. Any questions? Did you guys get gospel cards? Anybody else want a gospel card? So we just been teaching about this. When Skillet comes, I got to get a video of Skillet for my testing of him, because he's an unbiblical man. He's a deceiver. And so was the man, Alan Green, running this. His gospel message was, tell Jesus you're sorry about your sin. Tell him you want to go to heaven and you want to be a friend of God. Say this prayer and you're going to heaven. That's not the biblical gospel. The biblical gospel costs you much. It's free. And let me give you an analogy of that, can I? Let's say Elon Musk called you. And he says, what's your first name?
Brandon.
Brandon, I heard about you. Don't ask him how. I got a company. It's worth $10 million. I don't want it no more, Brandon. What? Yeah, I picked you. I had one of my people go in the phone book. Picked you. I want to give you my $10 million company. Is that really you, Elon Musk? Yeah, it's me. It's free. Free. Yeah. One thing, though. What's that, Elon? You got to go sell everything you have here. Where do you live? Here in Sioux Falls?
No, Fremont, Nebraska.
Okay. You got to go to Alaska where the company is and go run it. The company's free. Is it going to cost you something to go get it and go attain it and then go operate it? So that's when people get mixed up with the free gift of God. It's free because I can't earn it, nor can you. But it isn't free because the Bible says, Jesus said, you will lose family, mothers, brethren, children, houses in Matthew 10. And so you're going to lose much if you biblically follow Jesus. So all you people that say you follow Jesus, ready? 2 Timothy 3:12 says, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Not some. All. Don't answer. Ask yourself, am I persecuted for Jesus Christ? I claim to be born of him. If you're not, you're probably not coming out of the world and speaking against the world. You're probably not coming out of the church systems and speaking against that. You're probably not living in a way where people have marked you and they go, what's up with you? You're like really different. All who live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So we don't go for persecution. We just live for Christ and we're naturally persecuted. I got beat up for the gospel at a Baptist church on a public sidewalk by two armed bodyguards. They stole my gospel sign and my phone. Fortunately, I had another phone and I kept preaching, and they were mad when I kept preaching because then the cops came and they couldn't beat me up again. So I know the cost. We've lost our family. We've lost most of our grandchildren. And you have to come out of the world and the church system to be a disciple of Jesus. The feminized Jesus that the world has taught you, long hair, beautiful blue eyes, 6'1", slender build. He was a Jew. Did you ever look at a Jew? Yeah. They're like 5'6".
I don't disagree with anything you're saying necessarily. On
the Bible actually says there was nothing comely about him to look at, which means in our language, he wasn't a looker.
Right.
You looked right past Jesus like just a plain old dude.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Look at your fake Jesus. He's like glowing with auras around him like the Roman Catholics have it. You would have walked by Jesus in the Old Testament and never knew it was him.
That's right. Yeah, I don't disagree with much of what you're saying as far as atonement and faith and cost you something. What I might disagree with most is
this biblical or your opinion? Bring me scripture. Bring me scripture.
So let me just present this to you. What is your view on sanctification, on the process of becoming more and more set apart for Christ?
Yeah, and I just did a teaching article, When Sanctification Stops.
Okay, talk about
sanctification
that.
Is the process by where God is perfecting you.
Yes.
The Bible teaches over 30 times to be perfect.
Yes.
I don't know any Christians that strive for perfection. They all just go, we're just a bunch of sinners. The Bible says to strive for perfection over 30 times in the New Testament.
Yeah.
That word doesn't mean you'll never make a mistake or sin. It means you're striving to be complete right? So, the sanctification process. Let's say you find out lying is a sin. The sanctification process is you should repent and stop it. Now you find out smoking is a sin because it destroys your temple, it's a bad witness, costs money. Now you stop that. You're being sanctified. Now all of a sudden you go, I like telling lies and I like smoking. I'm going back to those. Because maybe my pastor told me Jesus died for me no matter what. That sanctification topic, sanctification process goes...
Can you lose your salvation?
Of course you can. Okay. Nowhere does the Bible teach that you have eternal life guaranteed, locked up. You have the hope of salvation. Look it up. The Bible says saved as future tense. The Bible teaches very clearly in Hebrews 6... In Hebrews 6... Jesus came to divide with a sword in Matthew 10. He did not come to bring unity in false doctrine. My Savior was a bold preacher of righteousness, my King and my Master. I'm not anything like him, nor Paul, nor John the Baptist, but they're great men to model yourself after. Your sanctification stops when you practice sin. Instead of going like this, you go like this. Now you're living in willful sin that Hebrews 10, 26, I just read it, says if you live in willful sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin.
You stumble out of your salvation, right? Like you're sinning.
Stumble out of your salvation?
So like as far as...
Now you're going to catch me with some trick thing. Who stumbles and does sin and doesn't know they're sinning?
Hey, what's your name?
Tupos.
Tupos? My name's Brandon. I'm not against you.
No, but you're giving me the same. Who stumbles into sin?
I could present a scenario.
Give me a scenario.
Right, so...
sin do you do you don't know about?
That's true. There's another sin that I don't know about. Right?
So, no, the Holy Spirit's supposed to be illuminating you. Yeah. You might be walking down the street. I know nothing about tarot cards. Ready? If I didn't. I'm walking down the street. I'm born again. And I go, tarot cards. Read my future. I would love to know the future. And all of a sudden I go, I wonder if I should go in there and sit down with that nice lady for only $10. And then I go, I'm going to pray about this real quick. Lord, is that of you? And then the Lord starts bringing scriptures to my remembrance. And he goes, I don't encourage people to talk to the dead. I know that. I don't encourage you to go and get teaching from a woman about spiritual things, an occultist. And then I go, I'm not going to sin against you, Lord. The Holy Spirit illuminates you. John 16 says he teaches you all truth. So what sin do you stumble in that you don't know about? We're waiting. So let's take away your example then. So it's willful sin.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on your record. I just let me use an example. I love illustrations. So let's say this is my sin, this towel. I come to Christ and I go, Lord, I love you. I love you. I want to serve you like his false gospel. Here's my sin, Lord. I don't like it still. I'm going to hold on to it, Jesus, and I'm going to keep it for a while. If I die holding this, who's this sin on, Jesus or me? I'm living in it, it's on me. But if I come to Jesus and I go, Lord, I love you. Please save me from all my sin. It's at your feet, Lord, cleanse me. Now I'm all washed clean. And now he says, follow me and come out of the world. Follow me and keep my commandments. Have you noticed how many times Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You want to be my friend, keep my commandments. Do you know how many times the Bible tells you to do after salvation? I'm married. Any of you guys married?
Married?
You are? You're married. Do you have a lot to do in a marriage?
Yeah, I'm married.
Of course you do. You don't get married and go, I'm married no matter what for the next 30 years. I don't even know where she is. And it's do. And here's a big deal. Ready? Forget relationship theology. Forget relationship theology. You know what I mean by that? So many people tell me, well, I have a relationship with Jesus. Now, this guy's name is Brandon. I can go to his house, I can hug him, I can love on him, I can change his tire, we can pray together if he's my brother. I can have a relationship with him. Does anybody have Jesus in their house like that? No. What do we have today? We have a covenant, a blood covenant with Jesus near us via the Holy Spirit. He was leaving his disciples. Can you imagine if we were all following Jesus? I talked about this when you were there. And Jesus said, I'm leaving, I gotta go be with the Father. Why? Master, don't leave us. And he said, don't worry. When I leave, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to manifest. And then he teaches you, convicts you, comforts you. So that's what you must be walking in. The church system's not walking in that. They're walking in man-made traditions that Jesus said voids your worship of God. You're worshiping God in vain as you keep man-made traditions. Mark 7, Matthew 15. First of all, my body Ecclesia is a called out one, but I travel full time. I'm not in one place. We gather with saints all over the world, and we follow Jesus and the example of Paul in the New Testament and some pre-Torah things. We don't do pagan holidays. We're not of the world in any way. I would never be at this carnal, fleshly goat fest if it wasn't for doing this. I wouldn't be here because this is sin. But I come here to be a light. I used to own a homestead, and guess what? I sold my homestead. It was peace and safety. I retired. I could live the rest of my life doing feeding the deer and turkeys off my porch. I sold it to fund myself even more to go full time. My wife and I are van dwellers. We're nomads. We have a camper. That's all we do is travel and preach the gospel. I could never meet all you fine, wonderful people that are listening if I'm sitting on my homestead drinking cool water and just sitting there. Jesus said, go! Preach the gospel, they don't do it. Make disciples, they don't do it. Teaching them to obey everything he's commanded, Matthew 28:20. They're not doing that.
Can I ask a quick question?
Are you a mocker?
No, sir.
Okay.
I am not. I'm a yellow Catholic. I'm a yellow claim to be Christ. I'm even to be Christian. Raise your hands. I'm a yellow Christian. Okay. All right. So check this out. He's right. A lot of what's being taught in the churches nowadays is completely false. Don't follow it. Follow what the word says. Believe the word. Don't believe man.
Question.
Go ahead.
Jesus Christ said to establish his church.
Okay, but what did Christ say the church was?
The church was the place for us to receive his ordinances.
You're Roman Catholic, right?
Nope, I'm an LDS, Latter-day Saint.
Oh, you're a Latter-day Saint. Wow, I've never had a Latter-day Saint stand around and listen to my preaching. Honey, I must be dead and gone to preacher heaven. You're in a false cult. I love you. The LDS church was founded by Joseph Smith, who was into mysticism. He married many wives, some of them 12 and 13, that you now have confessed that he did that. For years you denied it. The LDS church. Love you guys. Let us know if we can help you. Hold on. The LDS church now has changed their name from Mormon because it got such a bad rap to the Church of Jesus Christ. You're not the Church of Jesus Christ. You're a cult. Because I love you.
We changed it because Christians in the 1830s.
Email me. Love you.
Okay.
Love you.
Come here, man. We changed it because Christians in the 1830s were raping our women, killing our men.
Not biblical Christians. Maybe Roman Catholics.
Right.
So don't hold that against the biblical Christians. But look at the foundation. Your church doesn't come along till the 1800s. Joseph Smith is into mysticism, seeing things in rocks. He claims there's 500-pound tablets he carried around. Hello? Sounds like a pipe dream.
What was he looking into those rocks?
And Jesus said that the book of Zechariah says Jesus' feet are coming back to set on the Mount of Olives. Where does Joseph Smith said his feet are going to come back to?
Zion.
Missouri.
The place of Zion.
Missouri. Yeah, you're following a cult. Go on my website. I have articles about the Mormons. They are not of God in any way. You are deceived by doctrines of demons. I love you. I need to rebuke you and not allow you to spew more false doctrine. The Mormon church is from the pits of Satan. And you're deceived, and I love you enough to tell you that. So is the Roman Catholic Church. So is the Evangelical Church in so many ways. Yeah.
You're 100%. With those other ones, yeah.
Yeah, all the man-made denominations. Mormons. No. I follow Christ. There's only one true body, the Ecclesia, the called out ones. It ain't the LDS.
Do you believe in the Trinity?
Absolutely. In this, let me define it. The Roman Catholics didn't invent it. It's all over Scripture. I have articles on this. No, they did not invent it. It's in the manuscripts before the 325 Council. The book of John says, the three bear witness in heaven, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen God. Jesus is baptized. We see the Father, the Spirit coming down in the Son. Three in one, it's like water. Take one glass, take two empty ones, pour it. Now there's three, pour it in two, now there's two. Pour it in one, there's one. They're all the same. So that is not Roman Catholic doctrine. The Catholic Church didn't even exist till about the 6th or 7th century, technically. So take that back. They did not form the Trinity, and they only expounded what was already in Scripture.
I just gave
you the scriptures for it, and I have articles on what is the Trinity. Ready? I can destroy your oneness theology right here. Ready? Genesis 1. Yep. Who's us? Let us make man in our image. Who's us?
The Council of God.
Who's that?
The Godhead.
Which is who?
So the Godhead is between Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit,
and the Father.
And the Father.
So you believe in three in one?
can I ask you this?
Do you believe in three in one?
Yeah. No, I believe in three separate beings.
Oh, no.
Can I ask you this?
Who's us?
Is God flesh and bones? Is God a flesh and bones?
In Christ, he was.
Right. But
now he has a transfigured body, and we will have that too one day.
But
you believe that you can become a god on your own planet and you can impregnate a bunch of spirit women and have more spirit babies. And have you got to the magic underwear stage yet?
I am.
Watch out, folks.
I didn't know that was real.
Watch out. See? See? Yep. Watch out, folks. The heresy will come off all over you. Yeah, Mormonism. I can't even go any deeper with you. I tell you what. Are you done with me? I'm going to go listen to skill stuff. I'll be around. You can still find me. I'm not leaving yet. I won't leave till you find me, because you've proven yourself.
I got a few more questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I talked to my pastor. Willing. So you can't
Wait, your pastor's your dad.
Yeah, yeah.
What is he willing to do?
To sit down.
Michael, right?
Yes.
Michael.
He said if there's any sin in our church that we did not see, he's ready to repent and ready for more truth. He said it with his own mouth. So
this is about the fifth time I have to tell my wife to pinch me. I'm in street preacher heaven. But I'll see by his fruit if that's true. He said his father, the pastor, says he wants to talk to me, have a three-way talk, and if I can show him any sin in their church, he's giving his son bear witness, he'll repent of it and fix it.
I said, would you repent? He said, yes. Will you be ready to repent if he shows you something?
Of course I will.
Perfect. Wow.
Of course I will. What? I don't have the truth. I'm preaching God's truth. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You know what God has taught me, young man? When I started street preaching, I used to judge things not as accurate as I could have, right? When you're not good at something. And I would look at people and someone would walk up and I'd go, mocker, probably mocker. And I would make some false judgments. I'm confessing, I probably made some false judgments. When you walked up today and I saw your body language when you first walked up, I looked at you and I thought, this is how I'm different now. I thought, is he going to give me trouble? He kind of looks at like his body language and who he is. He might give me trouble. And as you and I talked, I'm like, I'm glad I didn't judge him. I saw your heart. I saw you come around. You seem to want the truth of God. You've given me hope. How old are you?
I'm 20. I just on right here, the main street where it's 10th and Phillips,
yeah,
by the diner. At 7 o'clock, I do street preaching. I just started this summer, every Saturday. I learned so much from you. God's just been sending people in my life. One guy taught me so much. Another guy. And he's always hard when I meet another person, because then I got to change.
But in order to be a street preacher, you got to be a preacher of righteousness, which means all of your life must be in righteousness, including your outside witness and who you're associated to. And we'll work that out with your dad. And yeah. I can see that you want truth. Now, are you ready? I have a question for you. Are you ready to follow Jesus if your father, who's a pastor, we all three talk, and let's say the Holy Spirit has you fall on what I'm teaching, and your father says, no, can't see it, never going to do that. Are you willing to leave your father and your church to follow Christ by what he's shown you in the scripture in your heart?
I am willing.
Awesome.
But it would be, I would need to meditate and pray on it.
Of course.
I'm not just going to tell my God.
I'm not going to ask you to sell your stuff. I don't ask you to follow me anyway, but if you ever wanted to come and follow and street preach for a while, I'd love that. If you're a godly biblical man, I'd love that. Do you have any more to dump in here?
I'm trying to figure out.
So yeah, I didn't judge you. I just kind of went, cause imagine a street preacher with all the people I got to deal with.
I know.
Somebody here, we get a ratio.
Okay.
I've already changed a lot. God's already taught me.
I know. I see God working in you, young man.
But the thing I didn't agree about with Paul is when Apostle Paul said, for Greeks, I'm like a Greek. For Jews, I'm a Jew. And I feel if I'm wearing this, I'm a diesel mechanic.
No,
I can't wear this.
This is your temple. No, because that was Torah law to the Gentile law and the new covenant.
Somebody said we're ungodly.
Yeah, but none of those people were ungodly, unbiblical, carnal, worldly people. Yeah. See, back then, Paul didn't have the problem I have today. Ready? Paul didn't have 40,000 denominations. Paul didn't have a whole bunch of worldly, carnal, harlot-dressed people walking around claiming Jesus. Everybody that claimed Jesus was literally already godly people. Do you realize how the cultural dress and stuff has changed over the last 500 years? It's gotten worse and worse. They're getting ready to just spray paint women and say they have clothes on. It's getting wicked. Look at women in spandex. Is that clothes? No. See, so don't look at Paul, because in that case, because Don't look at Paul in that case. He's comparing who those people were, godly saints or not godly saints. And look at the context. The sin was pride and strife and envy, not carnality and sin. In that culture, if you were to dress like a harlot, you were a whore. In that culture, if you put makeup on, you were a whore. If you showed your body up, you were a whore.
I'm a diesel mechanic. I can't wear this to work.
Why not? My brothers work in factories and they wear tunics. Some of them wear aprons. They wear, but why not? What can I do?
It's gonna get caught. Oh,
No. Don't put Jesus in a box like that.
I know, but I'm.
You're a diesel mechanic?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. That's awesome. You don't look like a diesel mechanic, but I think it's awesome.
Did you find a spark plug in a diesel yet?
No, not yet.
Most of the diesel mechanics, you know, are kind of like different looking guys. Nothing. You're awesome.
I'm the most valuable guy because I can get into anywhere. Because I work on heavy equipment, not on semi trucks.
Nice.
It's good to be skinny.
Yeah, so, yeah, amen. You crawl in those spaces. Yep. But yeah, so you got to look at all that stuff on obedience. You got to obey as fruit that you know God.
But Hebrews I don't have a conviction of me wearing my
Wait a minute. The Bible doesn't tell you to follow your convictions. What does it tell you to follow?
Follow the scripture. Yeah.
Follow the scriptures, and then the Holy Spirit shows you truth. You don't follow what you think and feel. Yeah. Look what 20 years of following what you think and feel. You're in a false church and you're learning a lot. You got to come out of it.
I don't agree.
Okay, you're in a church that keeps some sin.
But this is how I do it, because the reason it didn't bother me is because I know the reason it never bothered me.
You talk with an accent. Did you come from?
I'm born in Ukraine.
And you're born in Ukraine. Yeah. Okay, I can hear that accent. Yeah, I can hear that. How long have you been here?
Since I was 2 years old.
Oh, okay. But they all talk probably Slavic or whatever. Yep, what are you talking about?
We don't have no English in
our Ukrainian?
Yeah. Ukrainian.
How am I going to talk to your dad?
I'll translate.
Wait a minute.
We can take a video and you can have a professional.
Your dad's in big trouble already, and I'm ready to give out my theological bombshell. I'm ready to give it to you because I love you and I don't want to just drop it on your dad. If he doesn't speak English, where's the Holy Spirit in tongues where he can speak in English to me?
Like, you don't know. It might happen.
Why isn't that happening?
You don't know. If God will, he will be speaking.
Why isn't that happening? I do that all the time. Pentecostals tell me, we go to other countries and I go, how come I saw you on video with an interpreter? Why aren't you speaking in tongues?
Even you said that when we pray for someone, we pray for someone to heal, if God wills.
Right.
God will, same here.
But that's because the gift of tongues is not the same today. It's not the same.
We'll talk about that later.
There's no blue flames or nothing coming out of here. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But what was I saying?
The reason it never bothered me to being in a church like this is because I looked at the Old Testament, the New Testament church, and I seen that they weren't perfect, but they still stayed. The reason I don't want to leave and make my own church, not in a sense.
No.
I'm sorry.
You
that was wrong words.
Yeah, God adds to the body, yes. Acts 2. Yes. You can.
Yes.
You
sorry.
Just could be a godly man and wait for true saints. You've met a couple.
Yes.
You should have unity with us.
All right, I am. This is why it never bothered me, is because I'm like, perfect. God sent me in a false church so I can build up real believers. I preach. That's not what the Bible says. I have the pulpit once.
You're in
week.
Sin if you unite to false doctrine. Your first charge is to obey God, not to reach people. Once you obey God,
hold on.
You have a lot. How many people in your church, roughly?
Like 50.
Okay. So if you were to say, I see the sin there, my dad won't change it, I have to leave. You probably have everyone's phone number, email, that you could reach out to them and say, I want to show you the proof. My brother, two folks, will be brothers then, and I came up with a testing for this church. We want to show you why you're sinful. You can evangelize that body. You don't do it while you join them. You come out. Let me ask a question. If you were all in quicksand, and you're all going down, and you realize this is going to kill us, I can get out. If you crawled out, cleaned yourself off, that's the gospel. Would you jump back in the quicksand? What would you do? Throw them a rope and pull them out. You can't stay in it, young man. You got to come out of it.
But again, when we'll talk, you'll see that we're not at the Pentecostal, which you
are. I'm not judging you. I don't know much about you. Do you have a website?
No.
Oh, you don't know.
We have it like you, where we come together, whoever has something from the Lord.
Like I said, I think this is awesome, and I'll be respectful to your father and all that. I mean, I'm not yelling and screaming. I mean, there does come a time to rebuke.
Yes.
There does come a time to say, no, you're still following false doctrine. What'll happen is I'll say, we can't go any further till you go and disprove this or repent of it. Then we go further. We don't jump from topic to topic to topic without addressing it. So that'll be the paradigm, is we start with the gospel, and then go from there and agree on it. Then we go to something else and something else, something else.
Let's do it.
We don't go all over. Rabbit trails, I call them. You notice when I street preach, I don't let anybody take me down rabbit trails. What do I focus on? Remember that when you're doing street preach, don't let them take you down rabbit trails about this text and this and what happened here. Stick to the gospel and say, email me if you want to talk about that. I'm here to preach the gospel. People, Satan's workers will come and take you all over the place. Are you here with another man, or did he leave?
That was my brother.
Your brother. Is he like you or not? Watch out. God's giving you truth. Don't let anyone squelch it from you. They'll say, that guy's a legalist.
He's like,
no, I'm just saying. Don't let anyone squelch it. God's giving you truth. Make sure you're willing to follow it. I got to go see his skill stuff. I got to get a video for my testimony.
Are you?
Up on that corner up there. At the, yeah, yeah, up at that end, okay? All right. Whew.